What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now listening to the good guys on Winner's Circle Media. Where the party at, fellas?
Good guys podcast about nothing. We got DJ Steph Loss over there.
I'm here. That's DJ Mill over there.
It's December. What's the date? December 29th. 2015 is just about over.
It's over. I had a decent year.
I did too.
I had a great year. I ain't gonna lie. I had a great year. Another year of life on this beautiful planet is a great year. My city is kind of like sucking right now, though. Shout out to Cleveland. I love my city. But our justice system is sucking right now. The end of the year, it really sucks. Terrible. Our county prosecutor is no love.
McGinty.
No love. No love for young blacks. I'm gonna just throw it out there, man. I really don't even talk too much racial stuff, you know, especially on the social media. But at the end of the day, man, it is what it is, man. Cleveland is hands down one of the most racially segregated cities in the United States of America. And it sucks because, you know, it's such a black-white issue in Cleveland. And I try to front like it's not prevalent, you know what I'm saying, because we are in the public eye. But at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. 12-year-old black kid was murdered, you know what I'm saying? Regardless, we see the thing. Me and Mill talked about it. We see, you know, everybody talking about he shouldn't have been doing this, he shouldn't have been doing that, he should have been. Listen.
I agree with that, but
at the end of the day,
he should be living right now.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, murder is a crime, and the kid was murdered, and, the cops that murdered him, they don't have any, you know, repercussions. And that's crazy, because if I go out and murder somebody right now, guess who's going to jail? I'm going to jail. Mill, you go out and murder somebody right now, you're going to jail. Cops went out and murdered a kid. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to jail, which sucks. So we didn't even discuss talking about this on there. That really just came up. We actually would say, you know, we're going to do a year-end review podcast. Just talk about some of the, you know, good moments or whatever of 2015. But, you know, with the good, there's the bad. And my city has some great, great, great moments this year. But right now, as of December 29th, 2015...
It sucks.
It's bad. But let's not dwell on the negativity. But, once again, rest in peace, Tamir Rice. Our prayers and condolences goes out to his entire family, his friends, the city of Cleveland, all the young black people. Like I said before, I usually don't like to, discuss, go heavy in a race like that. But at the end of the day, man, people, and I was making comments about it yesterday. You can't really understand. You really can't understand if you haven't grown up being young and black and also young black and in the hood and poor. Like, you really can't relate. So when people start making up, when people, you know, that can't relate to that start making up or start, you know, voicing their opinions on what the kid should have done or what he should not have done, what the police should do. It's like, you don't understand. Like, being young and black in Cleveland, Ohio is crazy because guess what? I'm older and black now, and I still get nervous when the police pull up behind me, and I'm not doing nothing. Right. Not doing nothing.
Nor have I ever did it.
Nor have I, right, and I still get nervous. God forbid they throw the lights on me, and now I'm super nervous. Now I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm gonna get killed. That's a real thought now. Because before, I've had a friend of mine actually that was pulled over and had a conversation with the police, like, no, I'm not getting out the car. These are my rights, I don't have to get out the car, blase, blase, boom, boom, boom. And that worked well for him. This day and age, I'm scared to think that. I don't think that will work.
But what's so crazy, we're scared. On some real, the cops probably scared too.
Like, right. What's happening.
They don't know what we thinking. We don't know what they thinking.
And that's what's happening.
But I just talked to somebody, and they brought up a great point. What they're about to start doing is you have to start policing the neighborhood that you actually live in.
Yeah,
so
that's
the
great.
Cops, you can't be from North Olmsted and be a cop in inner city of Cleveland. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to help. But like I've always said, the cops need to start getting out and being more visible,
right,
especially in elementary schools, and build relationships with the kids.
Right.
Because the kids, really don't even mess with cops now, and that's crazy. But maybe if you can start them grow them up from the age of 5, by the time they get 15, they'll be pretty comfortable with cops, and they won't have that negative, idea that they have.
It's just like
police.
It's just like you say, Mill. You say you come to my hood, right? And it's a kid in the hood that's bad, right? But if I'm around, I know he. You might look at him like, man, this kid terrible. But I'm like, nah, Mill. Like he's good. Like, and I can talk to him. Like, chill. Right. Like, if the police are policing neighborhoods like that. Like, you know, just being visible, it'd be like Tommy. You'll say a kid's name is Tommy. It's like a police officer could talk to the kid like, come on, Tommy. Like, man, like, why aren't you in school? What are you doing?
They're going to care a little more because it's actually their neighborhood. Like, it's their neighborhood, too.
Right.
So they're going to care. But I heard that's about to go back into effect. I don't know if that was a rule or a law back in the day, but I hear that's what's about to happen. They got a protest going on down the street right now.
They just text me. We're about to go down there, actually. I'm about to go down there and see what it's about. East 9th and Lakeside. Like,
hold on. Do you hear him?
Oh, that's right outside my window. Hold on.
You can hear him chanting.
That's crazy. Hold on, y'all. Oh, they're down here. The police down here. Yo, we got to go get some of this. We got to go get some of this. So, look. We got to put this podcast on hold for a second.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back. We got to go get some of this protest action. I got to go see what's happening in my city, in my neighborhood, especially when it's dealing with our young black youth. We'll be right back. We're putting this on pause. All right, we're back.
Back.
A little colder than we were before we left.
Yeah.
About how long we been gone?
About an hour.
Been out there about an hour. So the protest was actually passing my place. We heard them. Actually, it was crazy. Mill mentioned a protest, same time I was getting a text about the protest downtown, and at that same exact moment, we heard them. The protest was going by my building, so we went down there, and we joined the march for about a half a mile, and then we circled up on the corners, what was that, Carnegie and East 9th?
Right in front of the, right by the Progressive Field.
You know what was amazing? I still feel this way. I mean, our city is racially segregated. Very, very racially segregated. I think a study showed us like the 9th most racially segregated. But anyway, the first thing we noticed when we went out there was that there was a ton of Caucasian supporters out there. Maybe if you did a hair count, there was more than African. There were more Caucasian protesters out there than African Americans.
Not by a lot, but I would say 60-40.
Something like that. Yeah, it wasn't like 80-20 or nothing like that. 60-40. It was like 60-40. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's definitely an issue that, you know, affects everybody. You know, as crazy as it is, man. It's insane. Like, the scene outside was just actually crazy. Actually.
So many police. They had it blocked off on 9th where you couldn't go no more. So they had like police barricade across 9th onto the freeway exit. Right. So you couldn't go on freeway.
And then police were
on Carnegie
behind
Carnegie.
Basically, they had the protesters
blocked in.
So it was just like you can only do the circle, and which was there. It was crazy because it was actually an incident out there that was like the police. Because it was so close, everybody was so close to the freeway. The police were saying, and this is what's crazy about the situation. Not maybe one person. There was one woman from Detroit that was a little unruly. She was riled up. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that we cannot let people do in this city. We can't let people come into Cleveland and dictate, because the situation could have gotten very ugly because of her. But nobody was trying to get on the freeway. And the police made a statement, but not everybody heard the entire statement. I happened to hear it. So what the police said was, they said, if you make your way onto the freeway, nobody heard that. They said, if you make your way onto the freeway, this is no longer a peaceful protest, and you are subject to arrest. So even Mill only heard
Subject to arrest. That's all I heard.
Like, and everybody around me only heard, this is no longer a peaceful protest, and you're subject to arrest. So everybody started going crazy. And
then, like, you got, like, a little small crowd that walked over.
Walked over towards the police. I'm like, oh, God. Like, but, you know, it was crazy because nobody was actually making their way towards the freeway.
Nobody even mentioned the freeway.
Like nobody. Said, like,
other than that one woman.
Nobody mentioned it, and the police went, like, they were on it. Like, you know, y'all get on the freeway, it's subject to arrest. It's no longer a peaceful protest. It kept saying, like, nobody's even making their way towards the freeway. And it's just like, it's a situation where it's like, you can't even give, like, police officers an option, like, a reason. And it's scary. It's scary. So,
yeah
it's scary. So,
hopefully the rest of the protests is peaceful. I think they're gonna continue to protest all the way to New Year's.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't have any incidents, man.
And I just
don't need them.
And I just felt like, you know, it was very important for, you know, people who have some influence in the city and who are facing the name in the city be out there. So that's why me and Mill left so abruptly. I mean, it's something we're definitely passionate about. We care about. I mean, of course we care about young black kids' lives. And you know, injustice and things like that. But, you know, just, you know, I could see people even see us like, wow, like, yeah. But I'm like, yeah, this is serious. This is something we care about, regardless of, you know, what we are, who we do. I mean, excuse me, what we do, who we are, and all of that.
Who we do.
Like, this is our city, and, you know what I'm saying? And as representatives of this city, and ambassadors of the city, that's something that we really, you know, really, really passionate about. Shout out to our guy, Bashir Jones, who was out there as expected. But as we continue on.
2015?
I had a great one. You had a great one?
I had a great one. I did. I had some.
This was probably your best year as a DJ.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Hands down.
You made a lot of money, Mill. You made a lot of money this year, Mill.
No, I didn't.
You made a lot of money.
I seen the last purchase. Here you go. If you follow me on IG _DJ Mill, I've been doing posts this past 2 or 3 weeks of just some dope things that I thought were dope that happened for me this year. Getting a spin on 107.9,
uh-huh.
Z107.9.
Uh-huh.
Had a ball doing that. The BET Awards, getting to go down there. What else? Oh, I had career day at Oxford.
Oh, that was dope.
Which was the picture with the kids, right?
Yep,
Oxford. Career day for the fourth graders. What else? Oh, Gladiators.
You got the
DJ
job
for
Gladiators.
So, yeah, I had a pretty good year, you know.
If you have one highlight of 2015, what do you think it is? One.
Oh, man. Out of those moments, I would say getting to go to L.A. and for the BET. It's either that. It's a tie between the BET. You know what? I'm going to say 107. Z107.9. I had a great time. That was actually a learning experience. I learned a lot in those 2 hours about how radio works, and I learned, picked up on some things about DJing also. Shout out to DJ Ryan Wolf, helped me out a lot that day.
Let me see. If I could think of 2015.
The weekend.
The NIT was amazing.
No, your weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was definitely.
That's your.
But I just want to shout out to NIT.
I'm sorry.
Shout out. Shout out to Toronto, every podcast, just because.
All-Star 2016.
Oh, man, it's coming up.
Can we talk about that?
Let me get to my highlights.
We'll wait.
All of y'all not going to be able to get over there anyway. I just want to throw that out there. But, that was a highlight. It's two highlights. I'll never forget. I still get goosebumps to this day. When I play March Madness during the Cavs playoff game, and the world happened to be watching
the
game.
Finals?
It was definitely the finals.
It might have been game three.
It was game three.
Came back home.
Ooh.
Bronze spiked the ball. They was pumped 1-1. Come back to the crib.
I played March Madness And of course, the cameras caught Brian rapping and going crazy. It was in the pregame. And that just gave the arena and the city and everything so much energy. Like seeing him rap like March Madness, Future Lightweight might need to be up for a Grammy.
No, yeah, we'll touch on that later.
But no, that was one of my highlights. But no, seriously, so I started the Stephalos Foundation. And if you guys aren't familiar with the Stephalos Foundation, it's a foundation that I started, and the mission behind it is to empower the youth through the advocacy of health, education, and financial literacy. So big shout out to Ashley, you know, for helping me get it off the ground. And we had our first weekend for the charity in... Oh, the same weekend as the Cleveland Cavaliers home opener, which was also Halloween weekend. So the end of October, it was the inaugural DJ Stephalos weekend. It was amazing, man. I can't really honestly, I thought it was going to go well, but I think it did. Yeah,
better than expected.
It went much better than expected. Only thing that everything went. I thought maybe we would get 1,000 people for my 5K, but that was wishful thinking. But the 5K still went well. But every event that we did, man, was amazing. We were able to raise some good money for my charity, and it was a lot of people that came from out of town, which was crazy. It was actually one point at the boat. Big shout out to Larry Fitzgerald too. I just seen him this past weekend. He owed me a game bar, but he came to my the bowling event. And it was actually a point at the bowling event where somebody, I'm not going to tell y'all who, told me to look around. And I looked around and they said, "Do you realize it's a bunch of women here and not one woman in here? It's from Cleveland." I looked around, I said, "Dang, that's kind of crazy." But that was just, you know, this shows the ton of support that we got from our out-of-town visitors. And all of that, you know, it was a lot of love, man. It was a fun weekend. So that was my highlight of 2015, my inaugural DJ Stephalos weekend. So this year, and we actually only put it together in maybe a couple of weeks. So this year we have, you know, we had an entire year to put together the next one. So the next one is going to be bigger and better, and I'm excited. Also, I did win again, and I'm trying to, and I'm nervous because I have to stay on this pace. I got to win it again in 2016. I won the Best Club DJ of the Year award for the Midwest for the Global Spin Awards 2015. Man, we got to get it for 2016.
So that's three-peat or four-peat?
That's three. I'm going for four.
You're going for four? Ooh.
I don't know if a DJ's ever done that.
Bill Russell?
Oh, I'm on the road, though. Like, since the award, I've been on a roll in the clubs, man. I mean, you know, you can look on the internet and see what I just did to Phoenix. I'm just saying. Shout out to my Cavs, we got that win. But anyway, what, anything else we want to talk about 2015? You said something about the Grammys.
Man, let's.
What's the biggest song of the year?
It's two categories for biggest song of the year.
What's your category?
We're gonna go. Song.
He's doing the end quotes.
Or song. song. I would personally say Silento.
That's the biggest.
Watch me well.
That's hands down. Listen. I haven't seen a song with that crossover appeal. For real. Our only songs like that that has that crossover appeal recently that wasn't like, this is a hip hop. When you hear it, you think hip hop. But the other two songs that's been like that recently that had that crossover appeal were Happy and Uptown Funk. And when you first...
I was thinking Tootsie Roll. I thought you were going to say Tootsie Roll, but that's not.
But those two songs, your first mind isn't to say a hip-hop song.
Happy, yes. Listen, I worked at an elementary school. Last day of school, I kid you not, I'm walking down the hallway. Fifth graders are having their graduation. The choir, they are singing Pharrell Happy.
That's crazy.
That was amazing. When I was in the fifth grade, we probably sang like Dionne Warwick. I don't know which Dionne. We
you
definitely
probably
sang
Whitney Houston, the Kids Are Our Future.
No, I wasn't. It was a Dionne Warwick song. But just to see it go from Dionne Warwick to Pharrell Happy.
That's crazy.
I actually got pumped when I walked down the hall when I heard that.
Because I'm happy.
Like, it sounded good, too. It was funny. But
those two songs.
Silento was major. Where was we at? We was somewhere the other day, and a woman was like in her 50s or 40s, and her ringtone went off.
It was Salim. Watch me whip. Where was we at? Hold on, think about it. Don't say it out loud because it might be somewhere where I need to be. Where is it?
No, at Ashley's house. At the
it was her aunt.
Christmas Eve.
Shout out to party. Shout out to that OE. Shout out to that OE. Yeah. But like, seriously, so the nominees came out for Biggest Song of the Year. Shout out to Drake for his back-to-back award and nomination. Shout out to J. Cole for apparently a nomination. Who else? Kendrick has All Right. What was the other song? Kanye, All Day. And then it was somebody else. It was Nicki Minaj? Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I think it was a Nicki Minaj song. So shout out to her as well. But Salento made a comment, and Salento said, no Grammy nods. And people was tripping on Salento. And I said, you know what? It's going up. Oh, yeah. We got to run that by RP. Hold on. But I'm going to send that to Farrah first. Send that to me. I'm going to send it. Oh, I'm sorry. Shout out to Farrah. We got something we about to send you. We got to get some approval, man. Because we in-house over here, but we go by the rules. Shout out to Clutch. But anyway, I wasn't mad at Salento. I think he should have got a Grammy nomination.
Like, people don't look at that as a song. They look at it as a cartoon.
Guess what? One day, all right, this is as a DJ in a major sporting arena. I DJ for the Cleveland Cavaliers, 20,562 fans. Every home game, the percentage. Y'all heard how I started off the podcast. Cleveland is very racially segregated. So our crowd, 85, honestly.
85-15?
No, 80. About
80-20.
But, and then the majority of our crowd is like middle-aged and white. Older, you know what I'm saying? Caucasian. So it's like
men and women.
You know what I'm saying? So that's our crowd. You know, the players aren't that. So that's why, you know, when I DJ, you know, I have to play such a select, diverse amount of music to make everybody happy, the fans as well as the players. But guess what? When I play Salento, everybody in the building does the whip and nay nay. Everybody, I don't care how old you are, I don't care about your race, your ethnicity, your denomination, your creed, religion, nothing. Regardless of any of that, everybody does the whip and nay nay. And guess what? Even on songs that it's not Salento, you put the camera, we put the Humongatron on somebody, kids are still whipping the nay nay. And this is a song that ain't even got nothing to do with whipping the nay nay. You turn on Disney Channel right now, the Disney kids is whipping the nay nay. They had like a weekend for the whipping nay nay where all of like the Disney cartoons and stuff was doing that. And you gonna tell me this man don't deserve a nomination? I'm not saying he may deserve to win, but he deserves at least a nomination. Excuse me.
Some recognition.
And then he has to get some recognition. It was the biggest hip hop song in the world. No, seriously, I'm not.
Salento.
Like, seriously, was there? Now watch me, Nene.
Okay.
Was there a bigger song? There was not a bigger song than that.
No, that's why I said song. Right. I want to go to the dark side.
All right, now.
March Madness, hands down.
Yeah, you got to. They might need some new categories for the Grammys, because March Madness, they might need a club song category.
Oh.
March Madness.
It's not even close.
No, it's not.
It's not even close.
March Madness definitely took over Dreams and Nightmares this year.
Yeah.
No, it did.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, like, the way the club used to go crazy.
How long was Dreams and Nightmares?
Woo, it had a run. When did it come out? Dreams and Nightmares just stopped. The run just stopped in August.
You can still get it.
I mean, yeah, you can.
You can still get that, but it's not like it was.
It's not like it was before August.
It might. No, I ain't gonna say nothing. But, March, damn. Yeah, March Madness. I'm trying to think, what would be second?
In the club?
Yeah, right now.
The whole year? The whole year? Dang. It might be another future. It might be real
Sisters, commas.
It might be our future. I might be all Future. Dang, what's close?
Real, it might be Real Sisters.
In Cleveland, Ohio, Real, Gucci yeah. Mane. Gucci Mane is still very prevalent with Trap House 3. I just want you to know. If all else fails, if you a Trap DJ, if you a DJ in Cleveland, Ohio, all else fails, all you gotta do is you know how in the game you playing in the NBA game and something ain't going right, you gotta call a timeout. I just want y'all to know. A DJ timeout in Cleveland.
Visit a DJ,
just go Trap House 3 and get yourself together.
Real, right back here.
You just go travel out street.
I'm right back in.
I don't know. It's March Madness, and then, I mean, back to back came on strong.
But it ain't. It's lightweight.
What song, as soon as you hear it?
Real Sisters.
You know what it might be? Thought it was a drought.
Over Real Sisters? No. It might be Commas. I don't know. Commas.
This is just Future year, huh?
Yeah, he definitely did. Dirty Sprite 2 was amazing, by the way.
Right.
He not getting recognized by the Grammys at all.
He's not.
He had a big influence.
No, he had a huge influence
on hip hop this year.
And I'm not sure if he cares about the recognition of the Grammys, but if I had a Grammy to give Future, it would be for March Madness for some reason.
Album of the year? What's your favorite album this year?
Who dropped?
I think I'm going.
By the way, I don't know if I could. Let's look at who dropped.
I think I'm going Drake. That was my one of my favorite.
Which one?
If you're reading this,
That holds a special.
That dropped in February.
That dropped the day I was on live for the first time on Shade 45. Remember? And during All Star,
Damian Lillard was in the booth spitting.
Oh yeah, and
Lillard was on the radio rapping like crazy.
Look, and I played the joint off it. I started my set off with Legends, so that was great. Big Sean's album was tough, by the way.
Stiley had a good one. Great one. MGK.
MGK. Who else came out with? I'm gonna be honest,
Travis.
Man. Travis Scott. Right. Like my dude don't get enough recognition, man. He had a great album. He got a great mixtape out right now, man. Troy Ave. Is he too New York? What's going on?
I don't know.
I love Troy Ave, man.
White Christmas 3?
White Christmas. Ooh, White Christmas 3, man. He said he got a song on there. He talk about, New York just rapping like everybody else and doing all of this. He's like, man, you don't go to the Chinese store when you want pizza? Troy Ave, I feel you. You don't go to the Chinese store when you want pizza.
J. Cole, Kendrick. It was a good year.
Everybody had. And it was a lot of projects. Future. This was a great year for hip hop. Now, let me ask you this. As a DJ, is there such thing as too much music coming out?
Definitely. It was one point last month. time. It was Fab, Wayne.
Fab, Wayne,
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Ross? No, Ross might have.
Ross, he had dropped the mixtape. I dropped the mixtape and the album.
It was a lot, man. It was like
it's hard to catch up.
Keep up. Man. I'm just gonna have to wait till you request something. So I get on Twitter and I see somebody tweeted. And I got you. It was too much. It was like five or six albums. That's like, and then Chris Brown dropped a double
before it with 38 tape. with 38 tracks.
It was a lot of. It's too much. It was too much music. Too much music. Who else? It was another big drop, too. Fab, Wayne. It was around Thanksgiving. Sorry, not Christmas.
Fab, Wayne.
End of November.
Chris Brown. Who else was it? Pusha. By the way, Pusha T album hard.
MPA.
Oh, my MPA. God. Oh, that's, come on, man. The three leading killers. MPA. Three leading. Woo, that last verse. No, the second verse. When you talk about the woman.
Whisper in your ear like a honeydew.
Ooh. I wish I could rap. By the way, it's time for us to drop the Big Timers album. But no, 2015 was a great year, man, especially for music, especially for hip hop. And it really showed how prevalent and how influential hip hop is on the world, regardless of how it might get fronted on in certain environments and all of that. Because at the end of the day, it's still places. I'm gonna keep it funky with you. As a black guy, like a black DJ, it's especially in Cleveland, Ohio, you're looked at like you can't be black and play anything else. It's so stupid. It's like it's a word I want to say, but it, I can't say it. But it's so stupid. It's like somebody would look at a black DJ like, all right, well, all right, looking at him, must be all hip hop. Right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, are you stupid? We're getting busy over here, but we're not about to trip about that. But I just want to throw that out there because at the end of the day, we go to any other club around the world, and I don't care if the DJ is white or black. If that crowd is mostly white, guess what they want to hear right now? Hip hop.
Hip hoppity hop.
Hip hop. Taking over the world. Taking over the world. That's what it is. And I, you know, you can front like you want to hear this all night long if you want to. Ooh, 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 ooh.
You saw what Johnny was listening to in his house the other day.
By the way, man, they got to stop messing with the man. Johnny was listening to March Madness in the confines of his own home.
He did the video.
Huh?
He just got to leave the video alone. Who did the video?
He looked like it was a selfie, by the way.
He
got to
leave the video.
It looked like it was a selfie.
I put the video down.
All he was doing was rapping.
But we still, we
that's it. My quarterback, man. I like it. I love it.
We got to put the video down.
I love it.
And they wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even have this discussion. It's extra headache.
Wait, all the man is doing is rapping.
Saying, that's fine, but it's just extra headache. Now the media gonna talk about it.
I'm just saying, man, it was Dallas Cowboys back day doing stone cold cocaine.
They lucky it wasn't no Twitter.
Michael Irvin! Come on!
Can you imagine Snapchat? Michael Irvin and
Deion
Sanders with Snapchat.
Come on, man. What was the man, Nate Newton?
We might have to cut them a
check. Didn't Nate Newton get caught twice with pounds? Pounds of weed, transferring them.
Kevin Mack.
Kevin Mack was in Cleveland. Shout out to Kevin Mack.
Coach Mack.
Kevin Mack in Cleveland State. The man was doing cocaine.
When he was dialed away or something, wasn't he?
The man was doing cocaine, man. Johnny just rapping March Madness.
It's hip hop, man. Hip hop.
It's March Madness.
I heard Dirty Sprite must die.
They were good. That's all it. That's all they needed to. That's insane, man. Shout out to my Cleveland Browns. Shout out to Johnny. But overall, shout out to hip hop for 2015. A great year. 2016 is looking very promising. What are you looking forward to in 2016?
Oh, man. Just.
You get married or no?
No.
Okay. I might. By the way, I'm just throwing that out there. I ain't gonna elaborate on it, but this might be the year for me, man.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm just saying, I might just get married.
I'm looking forward to new opportunities. That's all, and growth. That's it. How can we have this debate while we're here? Christmas just passed. Me and you've been debating on this the past 6 years.
What?
Christmas Story or Home Alone?
You know, after really assessing the situation this year.
Here we go.
After really assessing the situation this year. Hands down, Christmas Story is much better.
Definitely not.
Much better. You want to know why? First of all, it's shot in Cleveland, Ohio. It's about Cleveland, Ohio. That off top, that puts it above Home Alone. And then it's a real story. It's a real story. The stuff that kid was doing, Kevin McAllister would have got beat up by two adults, man. I'm just saying. He ain't out. Ain't nobody. Come on, man.
Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2.
Come on,
is
man.
Better than Christmas Story. It's not even close.
I'm telling you, they were grown men.
Merry Christmas.
They go hit them with
filthy animal.
Go hit them with some booby traps.
You didn't want to talk about. You didn't want one of them to walk and talk about.
Nah,
them?
I was cool.
Come on, man.
I was cool on it. This is what I'm talking about. Did you see the way Ralphie beat up? Did you see the way Ralphie beat up the bully? Do Kevin McAllister won't?
You're brainwashed. They show that mug for 24 hours.
That's because it's that good.
Not on purpose. You're brainwashed.
That's good. They didn't even show Home Alone this Christmas season.
Because you ain't got HBO. I still got.
But why are they coming on primetime TV? Why they?
Yes. I was just watching Home Alone 3 the other day.
You ain't watching. Kevin, by the way, that was trash. That's like when they did House Party 4 with Omarion.
Or the new Belly.
They got a new Belly?
Oh, you ain't seen Belly with Game?
Oh, yeah. I forgot they did that.
They did it. They definitely did Belly.
So 2016 is looking very promising. Anything?
So we're going to try to be more consistent.
It ain't me, y'all.
Don't let him
come
lie
on,
to
man.
Y'all.
It ain't me.
Don't let him lie to y'all.
The reason this man left the mic paused down in my place.
Don't let him lie to you. Nah, because he don't. He act like he too good to come to Cleveland Heights.
All right, here you go, man.
The only time you come to Cleveland Heights is to get a haircut.
I'm just saying, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I just, you know, I mean, it's nice. It's nice down here, man. I'm just saying, man. It's nice down here. It's fine dining, beautiful women. You know, it's, you know, good weather. Good weather.
The weather different.
I'm just saying. But no, seriously, we got to get more consistent in 2016. But that's no fault of my own, DJ Steph Flush. You can blame DJ Mill.
I got a basketball game to go to.
What I'm saying?
I'm about to go to this high school. You know, I'm huge on high school basketball. I be traveling all over the city if I ain't got nothing going on to watch the kids play, because when they're that young, they really love the game. It's like really passionate to them. Right. So I'm about to go check out Glenville and Beachwood. Beachwood got a crazy team, by the way. I went to the game last week. They got all African Americans on the team. I was highly shocked.
On Beachwood?
That's not the Beachwood I know. Like,
yeah, nah.
But and they can hoop. They got a real good team. So they got like a Michigan recruit. You getting looks from like Michigan and Rutgers. He like 6'5". So that's where I'm about to head to. What you getting into tonight?
What's today? I'm gonna clean up. I'm gonna start cleaning out my place. I got the cleaning people coming here. On Thursday.
He said, I'm gonna start cleaning up my place. I got the cleaning.
No.
What do you mean?
Because it's certain stuff I don't like the cleaning people to touch.
Taking real to do.
No, it's certain stuff I don't like the cleaning people to touch. Like I like to wash my own garments. So you know, my mother almost killed me a few years ago. I think I was in college. I tried to wash some clothes on New Year's Day. My family very superstitious.
I've never heard this, by the way. I've never heard this.
Yeah, you can't. You have to. You can't wash or clean up anything on New Year's Day. That's because you'll be spending the rest of your life. I mean, the rest of your year cleaning in dirty situations, cleaning it up. So
I never heard that.
Yeah, seriously. So
have y'all heard that one?
I'm sure they heard it.
Never heard that.
Listen, but you from Cleveland Heights though. Y'all kept clean houses out there, man.
Come on.
You ain't never been hungry, man.
Come on, man.
You ever been so hungry?
We shopped at Value City.
Look, you ever been? Hey, shout out to the Shine Stays. I like Value City now.
They used to tease us though.
Oh, you mean a clothing store?
Clothing store.
Listen, you ever been so hungry? You ate sleep for dinner.
The 30th time. We need both.
You ain't never ate sleep for dinner. But seriously. So you can't bring into the new year with a dirty home or a dirty situation or anything like that. And then on the first, I don't have this problem because I'm a vegan. But on the first day, you can't have anything that scratches.
What you mean?
Like chicken. Or beef, animal, like beef, because they scratch. Because you'll be scratching for money all year long.
I texted my dad 5 hours ago, asked him, could he make some beef ribs? I'll pay for them.
For New Year's?
On Friday.
No, you can't eat that. I mean, just say, we got a business we're running over. It's called The Good Guys. And, like, as a business partner, you can't eat. It scratches.
I've never heard this, man.
No. You know what? They might have hooves. They might not scratch.
Yeah, I don't think they got nails.
Yeah, they might get hooves, so you might be all right. But
a lot
you can't
of people eat chicken on New Year's.
No, they don't. They're not supposed to. You're supposed to eat. Let's Google this real quick. You're supposed to eat. Beans. You're supposed to eat pinto beans.
I don't like pinto beans.
I'm just saying, hold on. New Year's meal. So you don't think I'm lying. I'm Googling this as we speak, y'all. New Year's meal. Traditional New Year's meal. Lucky New Year's meal. According to tradition, New Year's supper will bring you fortune. All right, so here we go. This ain't the kind of sight I need. Lucky foods for New Year's. Green lentils. I'm sorry, y'all. This ain't... All right, cooked greens.
He's making it up.
Pork. You can eat pork, but I don't eat pork. You can eat fish. No chicken, what not to eat. In addition to the aforementioned lucky foods, there are also a few to avoid. Lobster, for instance, is a bad idea because they move backwards and could therefore lead to setbacks. We got to tell Ducky Smalls.
That's for Duck.
Chicken is also discouraged because the bird scratches backwards, which could cause regret or dwelling on the past.
For all black people.
Yes, put that down. Another theory warns against eating any winged fowl because good luck could fly away. Now that you know what to eat, there's one more superstition that's a guideline to keep in mind in Germany. Blah, 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 blah. So
I'm good with my beef ribs.
Yeah, yeah, you good with the beef. Good. You good with the beef. You can eat fish and pork too. I don't eat any meat, but I think you're good with that. So that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to clean up a little bit around here, make some phone calls, get some stuff together for All-Star 2016. And
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to the rest of the the Winner Circle Media podcast crew.
Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to everybody for keeping it consistent.
We're going
to
discuss PR and that DeBarge picture you put up on IG. Like a young Chico.
So we got to get up out of here. What? Anything else was today? Tuesday?
We got New Year's Eve parties.
Oh, yeah. If you're in Cleveland, come rock with us New Year's Eve.
Depending on when it's going up. When it's.
Oh, yeah. Eve. Day. Yeah. You know what? Now we had a great party, y'all. It was amazing. It was popping. It was crazy. There was champagne everywhere. Women everywhere. It was good. The music was perfect. I can't believe it was good. Look at Oprah running.
She's struggling.
What you gonna do with Oprah right now?
Take her to the bank. Take her to the bank. Let's go Buckeyes.
Go Buckeyes.
Buckeyes Notre Dame. I can't wait for that one.
I was just in Phoenix, and I was on a flight with a bunch of Notre Dame people.
They think they're better than everybody.
Because it's a Catholic school. Shout out to Catholic. I went to Catholic high school, but...
That explains it.
Okay. I hear you going. All right. On that note, on behalf of the always prompt and sharp...
Mill.
DJ Steph Floss. I am DJ Steph Floss. Apologizing for Mill. I still ain't seen this shit.
I ain't seen it either.
Creed. All right, we getting off the subject. Yeah, I apologize for Mill. We got to go. Mill got to go a hot day. He got a soup date or something. Stop I don't know. It. Who you taking to the game with you, Mill?
My basketball game.
Who was that?
Shelly.
Who was that calling you?
Bashir.
Answer. We got to talk to Bashir. Do Bashir want
to? Yo.
Bashir might want to interview y'all.
What's up, sir? Hey, man. Now, the thing is... We were doing a podcast. We were doing a podcast. Peace. And we heard.
Oh, he's asking what happened? How did we get out there?
Good to see us. And we heard him, you know what I'm saying? We just walked downstairs and we caught up with him at the corner.
Put him on speakerphone.
I have some time and I would love to, join y'all on that podcast. I've been doing like these national shows, man, and I would love to have the opportunity, man, to talk with y'all about what's going on. And, we kind of broke away because, the group, man, a lot of the young people, man, they just really excited, man. They don't really know what's going on and how to get it done and so forth and so on, man. So, that's why I wanted to give you a call, man, and give me a call at any time so that I can keep you posted on what moves they're really making on the back end of things.
Okay.
That's gonna really make the change that we need to make, man. So we got some really powerful meetings with local and national leaders, man, and we got some action steps that we've taken. So, the marching is just one branch of the tree. It ain't the whole tree. It's just one it's one branch. But we got some other things going on too. So that's why I wanted to give you a call.
Bashir, Mill got you on speakerphone. It's Steph. I'm actually right here too.
We're gonna put this on our podcast.
It's crazy you mentioned the podcast because we actually have you on speakerphone, and what you just mentioned, we have on our podcast. So now you absolutely have to do a podcast with us because you're on this podcast saying that we have to do a podcast. So it's official now.
Oh man. Hey, man, you know what? That's funny, man. You silly, man. No doubt about it, man. And I want to say, and I hope that you put this on there, too, that, brother, for you all to be as successful as you all are, man, and to doing the things that you're doing across this globe, and to see y'all out there in the streets, man, it just made me so happy. It made me want to, that's why I called you, Mill, man, and I was hoping that you was next to Floss, man, because I just want to say I appreciate it. And Floss, I appreciate you, man, the conversation that we've had on a personal level, man. And and that's why I'm reaching out. So anytime, man, I look forward to it, man. I look forward to it.
No doubt.
I can't be on BBC World News, man, and not be on the Good Guys podcast.
There it is. Hold on, my shit. Hold on. All right, y'all, on behalf of Mill, he's about to finish wrapping up with my shit, DJ Steph Floss. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Thank y'all and appreciate all the love in 2015. Happy New Year. Happy 2016. Winner Circle. We're winners for a reason, man. Roll with us. PR, see you.